This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dan Bernstein, Marshall Harris, The Bernstein and Harris Show, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Further with the step back on Iguodara, the 3, no. And the back cap controlled by the Bulls, Giddey. Giddey about 35 feet away, top of the key, on a spin to the rim, got tied up by O'Neal, and then left corner pass, Jones on a flyby, setting up Giddey on the left wing, and the 3 is good. The Bulls made something out of nothing.
No, I felt good. Had a good week of rehab and getting the ankle healthy, and had a couple hit outs against, you know, the staff and few of the guys the other day in Phoenix here. So I got some wind in me. I lost a couple days and felt good coming in tonight, and feel good right now.
That's Josh Giddey, if you couldn't recognize the Australian accent on the Bulls, talking about his big game and his continued pursuit of a big-time contract. How much should he be paid? Should it be $20 million a year, $25 million? Some people say he wants $30 million a year. Depends on who you ask. Well, last night he came off the bench to give you 22-7-7 and a 127-121 loss to the Phoenix Suns. Joining us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline is one Trista Crick, host of the NBA podcast, The Heat Check with Trista Crick. Download the Circa Sports app today. Good afternoon, morning. I don't know where you are, Trista, but good day is what I can say. How are you?
Good day to you, sir and madam. Good day. It is 9:30 a.m. where I am, so we popped out of bed around 7 to get ready for y'all.
Okay, I appreciate that. I really do. I know you're ready for the tournament. Crazy things. What has your eye on day one of the NCAA tournament?
Oh, I want to see some upsets. That's what I always like. I like to get a little bit of magic from an Ivy League or a small school. We saw it happen in the first day last year in the tournament where Yale took down Auburn by just like shooting the leather off the ball. I want to see that. I'm keeping my eye on Cooper Flagg and whether he's going to play in the first round of the tournament. Obviously, as somebody who loves the NBA, I'm thinking about, okay, who are the prospects that we're excited about in the NBA draft, and how are they going to play in a tournament setting as well? Derek Queen has been a beast for Maryland, so I'm excited to see how they do. It's going to be fun. It's going to be really, really fun.
Yeah, those Monteverde Academy boys have been out here showing out. And it's like, we could have just come to college and probably been on one of these tournament teams, just the five of us with some reserves. What? Because we're interested, because we might have a top pick, might not here in Chicago, the way things are going. What guys are you looking at as NBA prospects? And I guess you could start with right here at Illinois, right?
Yeah, I think that's the case. I think it depends on, obviously, what the Bulls' perspective is on drafting, right? Are you best player available? Are you going to go with somebody that you think fills a need? And what are you doing with free agents? I know you guys talked about, right, coming back from the break, what they're going to do with Josh Giddey. So, yeah, I think it just really all depends. And like you said, where are the Bulls going to fall in this lottery? And are they going to continue to win in a way that makes that difficult for them? There's a lot of really good players, I think, though, in this draft. You look at, like I said, Derek Queen. I think he's a player to watch. You look at Dylan Harper. He's probably going number two overall, so you're probably not going to have the ability to get him. I'm not sure where Ace Bailey is going to fall. People say three, some people say six or seven. I really like Ace Bailey for a team like the Bulls, that athletic, long, rangy wing. But you're right, there's a lot of good players in the draft that it just really all depends on your perspective and what. I can't really, basically I'm trying to say, I don't know if the Bulls are going to F this up again.
Yeah, that's really what I'm
talking about. That's what we've been trying to figure out all season is what the plan is. And when you look at how they traded alongside the Kings and the Spurs to get control of their pick back, I think that's as big of an indication as any as to what they think they should be doing with the rest of the season. What's your impression of trying to get some sort of understanding of their direction for the draft and also the trying to either make the play-in or what that looks like for them moving forward?
Thank you so much for asking me this, because it just continues to seem like they've got one foot on one side of the line and their foot on the other side of the line. You cannot be pushing for the play-in and also trying to get a draft pick that's going to contribute right away. You just can't do that. That's just what the Bulls have continuously done since the injury to Lonzo Ball. And I know that there's a lot of people who are like, well, if he would have been healthy, that could have been so different. It's like, but that it's not. He hasn't been. And I'm happy to say that he's back now. But ultimately, they need to take a position, right? And I think the position is a full-on rebuild. And that hasn't been what we've seen. And I still don't think they really know. And I hate calling for people's jobs, but it seems like the whole front office needs to get blown up and restarted. Why? Why do I say that? Because you look at a team like Detroit. Detroit was like really, really bad last year, the year before that, the year before that. 14 wins last year, 17 wins the year before, and now they're one game out of the four seed in the East. They feel like they have a future. They feel like they have an identity. I can trust what this team is about. I feel excited for the future. I don't feel those things for Chicago. And in a big market that we expect to be good and have a plan, they just don't.
Yeah, to your point about not having a plan, right now they're in the 9 spot. The Heat have lost 9 in a row, behind them at 10. The other teams are already doing a superb tank job that are below them, so they're not getting to where they need to get to. The problem is we're dealing with a doomsday scenario right now, Trista, which is kind of developed over the last 2 weeks, where they won 4 in a row and 5 out of 6 before losing last night to the Suns, where literally they could find their way into the actual playoffs to be at the altar of the Cleveland Cavaliers if they're not careful. And then you don't even have a lottery pick. You didn't even need to make the trade because it wasn't going to matter because your trade was just lottery protected, basically. It's insane to me that they could go to the playoffs just to get beat down by the Cavs and have no chance at moving up at all and have a minimum of what, pick number 15?
Well, and that was the question that I had when they made that trade to begin with, which is like, what is really your perspective on why you're doing this deal? Like, do you think you're going to be outside the top 10? Like, do you really want to, I guess, like, okie doke your fans into saying, well, no, we're trying to compete. Like, we really are. That's why we're going to get our pick back. To me, it doesn't really make any damn sense, Marshall. I'm befuddled. I'm confused.
You and me both.
And I think for fans, if I'm them, I don't I don't really want to see a sweep to the Cleveland Cavaliers or losing a gentleman sweep in five just to have a middling sort of draft pick. Like, just tank. Like, just be the Utah Jazz. Like, I'm sorry to say, but there are fan bases, and I think Chicago is one. If it, for example, the Brooklyn Nets, they decidedly tanked, and they said it outright. Like, hey, we're going to lose a lot of games, but we're going to play our young players, we're going to develop them, and we're going to try to get a high draft pick now that we have our own pick back. And they are shocked that the fans are like, yes, we want that. We still support you. We're going to the arena. We're going to come out and come to the games. We're going to watch on TV. It's when you feel like you're getting finessed that you stop supporting a team, that you get frustrated. You can tank and the fan base is still going to rock with you if they trust the process, they trust the decision makers in charge. And right? And then they feel like, okay, I know where this ship is heading. And I trust those to execute on that, right?
Like, well, Trista, yeah, that's the point is that, you know, Marshall and I lived through the process. We were both in Philadelphia at the same time.
Marshall
got to see the pre-Detroit Pistons losing streak.
I was doing Sixers pre- and post-game shows on NBC Sports Philadelphia when they were winning 10 games in a season. I understand, trust the process. I also, shout out to the Sixers because they found a way to get out of their protections and now they're actually going to get their pick this year and have a chance at a top four, maybe even the number one over.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're all pick.
It just seems like the overwhelming trend in the NBA is to acquire picks. The most successful teams with the quickest rebuilds have done this because they have trade assets. Like we were talking about the value, Trista, and I know you'll appreciate this as a hoops junkie, of the simple pick trade. You know, it was just pick exchange between the Rockets and the Suns and how that's going to affect the draft moving forward.
Oh my goodness. And you look at the Rockets and you're like, wow. How did they do this? And I think you can kind of tell based on what the Suns were doing and who Bradley Beal is and what that roster looks like, that's not going to be a recipe for success. So I applaud the Rockets for saying, that's, you can have your little BS picks back. We'll take the Suns. So yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It comes down to a few things. You can't just acquire picks and that's it, right? Because ultimately, if I don't trust the decision makers to flip those picks into players of value or to select players in the draft that are going to be impactful, whether that's like now or in the future, then it really doesn't matter, right? Like the Sacramento Kings haven't been great at that. And they've had one good year in 20 years. And so like we kind of feel like it doesn't really matter if they have seven first round draft picks in this draft. ultimately I don't trust them. So I think that's where it comes down to the people who are the decision makers, because I trust OKC. I trust, you know, the Houston Rockets of the world and Ime Udoka and Rafael Stone. But like, I really do believe that it's the front office that sort of gives you an indication whether this thing is going to work out or not.
Now, Trista, back to college. I know I don't do brackets and people give me a hard time for that, but I don't really care. I think Alabama's going to win it all, because I can just say that because I don't have any money at stake. Meanwhile, you're doing a survivor pool, which I never thought about that for the NCAA tournament. Explain to us your survivor pool and how it works.
All right, so it's similar to NFL Survivor, right? NFL Survivor, you pick one team per week. You can't ever take that team again. For March Madness, it takes all the guesswork out of the bracket, and you choose one team to just win outright per day of the tournament. So today, you would look at who's playing on Thursday, choose one team, hopefully not a high-seeded team if you think they're going to go deep into the tournament, and then you never take them again. So that's essentially it, right? $50 buy-in, you have three entries max. If you get bounced out around the Sweet 16, we're going to allow another buy-in again. Ooh. And winner takes everything. So that's it. Like, just, there's no 1, 2, 3. Winner takes everything. I'm saying, my former co-host PJ Glasser, whoever wins, I'm giving away his Fubo password as well. It's hard out here on these streets. I think he has League Pass too, so you'd have access to his League Pass.
Let's go.
And you get whatever the pot is of gold. So I think there's like $5,000 right now, but it's up to $25,000 to the winner.
And can you give us a preview of who might be a team that you wait to pick, or somebody who you say, all right, this is a team that I want to pick in a certain round, like some strategy preview?
Definitely. So I think you look at the areas that these teams are playing, how close they are to home, the record of the coach, right? So like, for example, my Oregon Ducks, Dana Altman, goes to Sweet 16s, and that's pretty much all we do, right? We never really advance past that moment. But you can say, I think Oregon is a pretty sure bet in Seattle, very close to home, about 5 hours from Eugene, Oregon. I think Oregon's going to win their first round matchup. Now, you could also say, I think Arizona, who's also playing in Seattle, another former Pac-12 team, I think they're going to win. And then say, okay, the next weekend, I think whoever you believe is going to win that matchup between Arizona and Oregon, which I think is a phenomenal matchup, you then choose them. So you look at, I think, history of coaching, like Rick Pitino, for example. Even though he's a 2 seed, he continuously wins no matter where he goes. You look at Coach Calipari, who has been very disappointing in tournaments, regardless of where he's coaching. I don't care that it's at Arkansas now. I think he's probably going to be a disappointment again. And going up against Kansas is very tough. Mm-hmm. I think whoever you like between that Kansas and Arkansas matchup, you're never going to take them again. I have no faith in either one of those teams. So it's kind of like, all right, I've got faith in this team to go one round and no longer. I think you start right there. It's like, who do I have, like, just a bit of, like, a toe in the water of faith, but I don't think they can make a deep run. And then you look at some of the teams, maybe it's Gonzaga, that I think are very underrated in terms of the nerd rankings. Gonzaga is 9th in KenPom, which is like the college basketball nerd site.
Yes, it is.
But they're an 8 seed, right? So why? Why is that? I think probably because of them playing in the WCC. And so maybe you say, all right, I think Gonzaga can go a little bit deeper than people think in the tournament as well.
Trista,
love it.
We really appreciate you stopping by. You can follow Trista at the website formerly known as Twitter. Trista, that's TRYSTA _ Crick, KRICK. And of course, check out her on the Heat Check with Trista Crick. And we have tweeted out also the link where you can sign up for your survivor pool. Thanks so much for joining us, Trista.
Are you guys joining? Like, I know we're pressuring our listeners to join, but
what's
are you
the
guys
deadline?
No, there's the deadline
the
today.
Deadline?
You just get a game off before the game starts ends today.
No, today, I think it's today at 7. So you can even have games going off as long as you make your picks by tonight.
Okay, yeah, so 7 o'clock Chicago for you, time. 9 o'clock
yeah,
for 9 us.
9 o'clock for us. Okay, right. We got it, Trista. Thank you so much. I will sign up. I will do that in the next break.
I'm going to know.
Thank you, Trista.
Thank you, Trista. Also, up next, it's high noon, and that NIL money that's going to all these athletes that you guys have been complaining, well, some of you are complaining about because you don't understand how, like, money works. It's not just the athletes getting the money.
No, it is not. And also, as tournament action heats up, College Hoops coverage on The Score is brought to you by Bet365, which you just heard. I have a reason for all of us to celebrate today.
Okay, we'll celebrate when Bernstein and Harris returns to Layla Rahimi in on 670 The Score.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.